This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Lindelwa, for coming to us once again. We're live at Coastlands, as you have mentioned. And with me right now, I've got Professor Noctulus Bia, who is the Acting Vice Chancellor and Principal Wase Mangosuthu University of Technology. Prof, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio once again.
Thank you so much for having me, and greetings to all the listeners at MUT.
Nexus 2024, years ago again, the relationship between MUT and IFAMU, again, for Tiyakubega, this relationship, what does this mean for the institution?
It's quite exciting. I must indicate that this year, MUT is celebrating 45 years of its existence. And we decided that part of the celebration, it must include enhancing our global visibility. So this is first of its kind in Africa, and not only in Africa, but in South Africa. And not only in South Africa, but in the beautiful city of Durban. And this came about as a result of the visit that we undertook last year to US, where we visited quite a number of universities, including Spelman, Ohio, and quite a number of other universities. So out of engagements with FAMU, FAMU is Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. We agreed that they have been hosting this for more than 10 years. Mm. So how about if this is taken to Africa? And they humbly agreed. Wow. Hence, we are here. And I must indicate that we were expecting plus or minus 150 delegates, but we have oversubscribed. We have more than 500 wow. delegates, which is quite exciting.
Mm. And what should people take out of this summit at the end of the day tomorrow? What should they be living with?
I must indicate that we did not opt for a conference. Because conferences tend to be talk shows, and nothing comes out of conferences. People just stand at the front, talk, and then they disappear. So we decided on a Nexus Summit because we wanted to engage at a deeper level. We have students. Our theme for this conference is what we want is possible. And it's aiming at actively involving students at university level as well as high school learners from our neighboring schools. And they are actively participating in terms of being the scribe and taking high-level notes and also having input because these are our future generation. So at the end of the day, we want to come up with strategic solutions that will assist us to address the vexing challenges that we're currently grappling with, which are related to energy, water, food, and climate. But besides that, the ultimate aim, it is to establish a center of excellence at MUT, which will serve as a hub where researchers will all join hands and do further research to address these issues.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Prof. I understand that you're busy. I'm going to let you go for now, but probably we'll speak more properly tomorrow. But thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio now.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.